Blog Talk Radio.
Summer's heating up, and so are the savings. Head to Cabela's now for our summer clearance. Get outfitted for your next adventure with up to 50% off casual shirts, shorts, sandals, and hikers from all your favorite brands. Ensure everybody's protected from the sun on your next picnic in the backyard or day at the lake with 40% off all in-stock screen shelters and canopies. Hurry in. We've got something for everybody during our summer clearance going on now. See all our deals at Cabela's.com.
Log Talk Radio of the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. I am your host, Bilal Masadiq Bynum, along with my co-host,
Abdul Aziz Shaheed. Greetings.
Greetings. We welcome you back after a long month of fasting during the holy month of Ramadan. So we're sending blessings to all.
Yes.
Stay with us. We're having a few technical difficulties, but we will fix those.
And just doing the month of Ramadan, right, of course, we didn't do any
business shows, so we're very excited about being back, and we're energetic because. Welcome back to this evening's show. Again, I am your host, Bilal Masadiq Bynum, along with my co-host,
Abdul Aziz Shaheed, and greetings.
Greetings to everyone. Also, tonight's show we're going to more or less have an open mic. So if you are a business person, if you hear some noise in the background, some grass cutters coming through there cutting grass, so hopefully they'll be finished in just a second and we won't hear the noise. But tonight's show is all about introducing entrepreneurs. So if you're a business person, we certainly welcome you to participate with us this evening. Identify your business and talk about your business, and hopefully from your networking with the community and networking with each other, you can be able to do business with one another. That's what the New Africa Business Association, along with all of our business associations throughout the United States, we are out to identify African American businesses and also to be able to jointly invest and create new businesses. So again, we welcome all of our listeners, and especially those who are in business or those who wish to go into business. We certainly welcome you. Brother Aziz, any comments you want to make before we get into the meat of tonight's show?
Glad to be here. Greetings, everyone. I'm glad to be here. Glad that we are continually pursuing efforts to expose black businesses to African American businesses to the community, to the African American community, so they can do networking as well as more people in the community are able to identify these businesses, their location, and perhaps see if these businesses can suit your needs and tell other people about them and perhaps help build some businesses in the community. This is what I'm looking forward to, continually doing this, because what we're working on is not only exposing, new black businesses or presenting new African-American businesses to the community, but we're also working on trying to change a mindset that we've had in the community for years on top of years. And that's not buying or doing business with one another like we really should, like all the other communities do business with. And we've been noticing and seeing this happen for a long time, and all we do is talk about it, how other people come to America and take advantages of opportunities. We should stop hating these Chinese people, these Orientals that come into our community, as well as other people, the Indians, the Pakistanis, that come into our communities and set up businesses, because what they're doing is embarrassing us. They're embarrassing us because they're coming into our communities doing what any American would do that's in business, set up a business in their community so they can, do business with their own people. But in America's a land of opportunity. So they see opportunities in our communities, and we get upset because they set up businesses that we should be setting up in our community. But we have to work on changing the mindset. It's not just changing up the business, changing the businesses where we have black businesses in our community. But it's African Americans respecting one another that is.
It's important.
Assalamu alaikum, Brother Aziz. People need to mute their phones.
Okay, and so again, listeners, like I said, we have an open mic. So by having an open mic, we all are speaking. Basically, at the same time, any of you wish to comment or join in on our conversation, and again, if you're a business owner, we ask that you join in and identify your business, tell us about your business, and hopefully we can have new clients sent your way. So with that said, if there's any business owners or anyone who wish to comment along with us at this time, we welcome your comments. We do see that we have several speakers on, So any of you wish to comment along with us this evening, we are at open mic. We are open mic this evening. So saying that to say that we all are in this conversation. With that said, like I was saying, the New Africa Business Association,
Wish to identify
businesses in our communities, but at the same time, we look forward to investing in new businesses. Now, Brother Aziz was making some points there that I found interesting, and that was that I think he may have said that some of us may get attitudes because we see that others come into our communities and do quite well in business. I see it from a different perspective, but I certainly understand the brother's disposition there. My perspective is that we should see this as an example. If you're going to have, like I said, immigrants from all around the world, but these immigrants shows that they are very delighted in doing business in the African-American communities, then as an African-American, I would take that as an example to say that it is worth it for me to do business for my own, for myself, and start with my own kind. Because starting with your own kind, you're talking about consumers that are spending in the neighborhood of more than $1 trillion a year. So that is a huge, huge motivation. And like I said, to see others challenging to get into our communities to set up shop would be a serious example. And that's why the New Africa Business Association is on the air, and we have been there for a year and a half, trying to motivate that example. Because again, our ammunition, like we've always said, and our motivation, it is if one can't do it, then many of us can. So saying that to say that New Africa Business Association, along with the Muslims Business Council, the National Muslims Business Council, which we all are subsidiaries to, and when I say we all over the United States, the participation of New Africa Business Associations are going on just like it is going on here in the Washington metropolitan area. That's those same participations are going on in Baltimore, Philadelphia, New York, all the way, I would say from one coast to the other, from Seattle, Washington to California to Florida, and all of the states are in between. New Africa Business Associations are participating. And like I said, once a year, we all come together to show just what our growth for any given year is. So we here in the Washington metropolitan area want to network with our business communities and identify our business communities. And again, to and our purpose is to stimulate businesses in our communities with those that are presently in business, and also those of us where we can jointly invest and create new businesses. So with that said, again, those of you are our listeners, or those of you who are in business, we certainly invite your participation. And so we'll be right back. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll come back. Anyone who have questions or comments, this is your chance to shine, more or less, because it's business introduction night. Be right back.
Natural skincare by Karima with shea butter. We offer a great selection of 100% all-natural moisturizing creams for the face and body, without preservatives. Also, check out our hair products. Order online and get them delivered to your home. Check out our new online shop at www.etsy.com. Search for Natural Skincare by KHB. For more information, visit us online at www.naturalskincarebykarima.com or email us at naturalskincarebykarima@gmail.com. Give us a call at 301-534-4475 or fax us at 240-318-3537. Try out our newest product, our peppermint foot rub, for a luxurious feeling your feet won't forget.
Okay, and welcome back to the show. Again, any of you who wish to join in with us, if you have any comments about your business or anybody else's business or any business comments, we certainly welcome you to participate. Like I said, our mics are open, so we can all talk simultaneously, really. So anyone out there who wish to comment, we welcome your comments at this time. Okay, Brother Aziz, they're not ready to comment yet. We'll just continue with your comments.
Well, you know, among the different businesses that exist in the community, you know, I had a brother come up to me a few days ago and was interested in opening up a seafood business. And he wanted to know where could he get some advice, because all the seafood businesses in the community are Asians, you know, controlling them. There's no African Americans in the community that's into that. So I was giving him some information concerning that, where to go to get buy the product wholesale. But, you know, buying it wholesale from one distributor, as well as the connection that the Orientals have, they get theirs totally fresh, you know, from New York and bring it down here. And they have a distribution point in Jessup, Maryland, where you can go there and buy fresh seafood that is fresh as you can get it, and then you can bring it back to there. However, we have a couple brothers in the community that have contacts to get seafood from the fishermen. But it is exactly what the fishermen are catching at that time. It's not the, a variety. So it is different things you have to entertain when you want to get into that type of business. And the best way I would know, since there isn't any African-American there, is going to observe some of the Orientals and, you know, how they do the business, where they get the product from. I mean, they'll tell you where the seafood comes from, as well as looking up for seafood wholesale distributors. Because a lot of people just don't know where to go in business startups, period. They have ideas about businesses they want to go into, but they don't know where to go get that information. And some people think it's the SBA or small business enterprises, but it's actually the basic information you get about going into any businesses, going to a business that's already functioning and operating, doing what you want to do in there. It's where you start getting information on how to run a business as such. My godmother had a little convenience store, and that was in the time when we had to do business with one another. The little convenience store down in a place called Fairhope, Alabama. And she had all kind of goods and services that normally we would go up to the grocery store and buy it. But now we had something in our community. We had something in our community where we could go get the little small items, toilet paper, bologna, little cold cut meats, bread, flour, the little coffee beans, things that people use regularly. We had it there. She had it there to offer. And mostly everything else that we did in terms of business, we dealt with one another. You know, the African Americans or the colored folks at that time dealt with one another in business, and that helped circulate some money. But still, our dependency was on
the larger community, you know, that control everything. We still had to buy product from them and get it at whatever price they charged us. Where today, if our people go in business, you can actually go and buy it at wholesale prices and things that they are based on commodities, you know, it's how much you buy. The price changes every time you buy a certain amount. And you can buy product just as well as any other business, provided you have the income, you know, to start out at whatever level you want to start out at. One of the things I'm glad to know that in the National Muslim Business Council, as well as the New Africa Business Association, we have some African-American brothers that have an office over in China where 90-some percent of the goods that's coming into America comes from China. And they have office in China to where they go there every month, and they have someone there. But they go to China every month and deal with businesses there in China, where in any of these wholesale places that you go to nowadays in your city and you want to buy stuff to put in your business and you're buying it from the Chinese at a wholesale price, well, now you can get these items at even a better price. In the future, we will be having the word out where these brothers can come on and tell you the opportunities that exist out there for you, as well as they are willing to finance you in going into business. If you have a business idea and you want to, you import a product from somewhere, you want to import it, they'll show all the goods that they offer, which is a huge variety, from handbooks, handbags, some electronics, but clothing, even a line of shoes, different types of shoes, things that we need and that our people buy on a basis where, like, they go to Kmart and buy stuff, they'll go to Walmart and buy things. But now we have someone that can supply all of these goods, as well as quality suits for men and women. So looking at it from that perspective, you know, as someone in wanting to start a business and where to go to start a business, we can somewhat offer that also. But the more people we get coming and listening to this that's in business, that want to share their business with others, you know, the bigger, you know, perspective and the bigger audience we'll have, and it'll reach more people in terms of getting African Americans to support one another in business, and provided that the business is a business that is a quality business. We don't want our people going to businesses that are not going to do excellent service. So, you know, that's one of the main things, is the businesses must give excellent service, the same kind of service that you would want to get anywhere else, or you get even better when we're dealing with one another. So those are some of the things that a new entrepreneur should consider, you know, when going into business, blah.
Okay, well, Brother Aziz, you certainly are making some very good points. I would like to stress, though, I think one of the things that you were saying is that we should look at some of the, maybe our foreign competition and see how they are doing this or see how they're doing that, which is any way you can pick up business knowledge, I would say go ahead and do it. But at the same time, I think that we as African Americans, I think when it comes to being professional business folks, we have our professionals right here. I think, again, if we would find where we was working together as a vested community, a community that is trying to grow
yes.
economically,
then now you would find that all your experts coming together and being able to provide the goods and services that that are available. Like you said, we know we have entrepreneurs, we have distributors. And yes, they are coming from China and many other parts of the world because of our leader, Imam W.D. Muhammad, before he passed on. And may the highest blessings is rewarded to him. And he entered into paradise. But he did so many wonderful things for our communities, for these opportunities to avail themselves. And they have become available. You can now, we will have, and hopefully we have some of these entrepreneurs again. You business folks are out here listening. I ask you to share in and share whatever information you do have. But we know we have entrepreneurs, distributors that are ready to put you into business from the not only the product, but to incorporate you and to even finance you into doing business. So many of the pieces that, as a community, as a business community, that needs to be put together, we have put together many of those pieces, and now we're ready to be extremely proactive, really, when it comes to doing business. We're ready to do business. So again, those of you who want to go into business, or those of you who are already in business, you're going to find that, and this is why the New Africa Business Association of the Washington Metropolitan Area and all of our associations, we're trying to inform our locations or our nations of what is available to our communities. One of the things, Brother Aziz, I'm very encouraged in is many of the retail businesses are closing down.
Yes,
probably. Because of your super
That's right.
businesses coming in, and so the retail business, as it used to be, going in and renting these retail, many of them are closing down. I look at that as a wonderful opportunity for African Americans. And why would I look at a business market that is changing and seeing that there is a diminish in some of the activities? Why would I look at that as an opportunity? I think African Americans really want to do business with each other. We have been large conglomerates in our past, but there have always been laws and things that stopped many of our powerful black movements that did go on economically. But today, I think that those opportunities can avail themselves again to our communities. When you see that your large corporations are causing many of your large retailers to diminish their business activities or to simply close their doors because, again, their markets is going to something much more convenient.
Internet,
and of course, and so that's what I mean about. I think that this gives the African American community a wonderful opportunity to now get into business. And why do I think it's such an opportunity? It's because, again, I think we want to do business with each other. We would love to have our own department stores and outlets as to where we can grow, and the large consumer spending that we're doing is now coming back into the communities, advancing everyone. So again, that type of motivation and that type of excitement, I think would is a good opportunity for African Americans, because again, I study, but I simply believe that we would love to do business with each other. We would love to see our black dollars making us the independent peoples that we really should be, because again, we have made others independent to the point where they're filthy rich today. Anytime you start saying we spent last year $1.1 trillion in consumer spending, just think what would happen the day that African Americans spend that kind of money in their own communities. So again, I think it's a wonderful opportunity. It's a wonderful time for African Americans to present their businesses, so we will know where we are. And at the same time, I think it's a wonderful time for for African Americans to become invested with each other and create brand new. So with that said, like I said, the mics are open. Anyone who's out there who wishes to participate in our conversation or have any comments as to what they may have to say as far as stimulating businesses or doing business with you or someone that you may have, we certainly welcome your comments at this time. So any callers who wish to comment, you certainly are. The mics are open for you.
We can take all that now. You see the room back there too, didn't you?
Okay, I do hear some comments, but look like we may be talking to someone else other than us. So, callers, if you'd like to comment about tonight's show, we welcome your comments. If not, we will continue until you are ready to comment. Brother Aziz,
when you said vested, that's primarily how all the other businesses come into our community. People vest in them. They, from the community that they come from. And they put those funds together to come on into our community and set up business, And that's what they do. They invest in one another. But what I'm seeing is with the advent of the online shopping on the internet, and getting your items in that, African-American people are gregarious type people. We like to be around one another. This is a grand opportunity as a lot of these malls close down, that we can get some of those businesses and stores as well and bring back in the business that we know our people love to come to, because a lot of our people don't have no computers. They're not going to shop on the internet anyway. They want to go look at something, So these big businesses go up, but we can service our own community by furnishing the clothing businesses, the businesses, the hair, the hair suppliers, all the things that we need.
Any goods and services that our community wish to buy, we are ready to provide those goods and services. We have the connections. So like I said, those who wish to get into business, along with our local business association and our national business association, we're ready to help you to get incorporated, get your LLCs or whatever you are in order. We're willing to help you to supply you with your products that you are willing to dispense, and we're willing to help you with the financing of these products. I don't care if you are the person who may say, well, I just don't have the, let's say the credit, or I don't have the equities to get finance. Well, no, with the Africa Business Association, we, our locals and our nationals, realize that we're out to help everyone to get a start in business, even those who may consider themselves, some may call ex-cons, those who have done things that society would try to keep them suppressed. We don't look at as our citizens as being any kind of cons or any words of that, terminologies of that. No, everyone who wants to be productive and grow themselves as an individual
entrepreneur
or an individual person, because that's where your independence is going to come from, is what you can do with your own talents. So saying that again, our mics are open. We know we have several callers. We got several listeners out there. So we invite your participation. Any comments you wish to make, Brother Aziz and our listening audience are sitting back waiting to hear from you. So callers, if you have a comment, you can share it with us right now. All right, then we will continue. Brother Aziz will feed them a little bit more information, and at some point somebody is going to identify their business.
One of the major stipulations is, Brother Bilal, that the individual have a checking account. And having that checking account, they must have a checking account for a little while and be known in the community.
Well, I'm saying that's just how simple it is for a person to be able to get credit with the business association, is that they just really show us that they are somewhat of a productive person. Like I said, we don't do the credit reports,
right?
Most of the companies in America is going to send you through several reports, and you got to come back with these scores and those scores. No. We're looking at our communities. Like I said, we're become invested with the community. Become invested with the community, which means we want to share in an obligation. We wish to share an obligation with the community. The community wants to share an obligation with our business association. And so, again, opening businesses and supplying each other with goods, services, and the financing, you have now become vested with each other. And so that's what our objective is here. So, again, at any time, while we're talking, anyone who wish to make their comments, you certainly are welcome. The mics are open.
Greetings, brothers and sisters.
Good evening, Carla. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good, my brother, and yourself.
Everything
this is Joyce Williams.
Sister Joyce, one of our very own, I think from out there in Oklahoma.
Yes, sir.
Welcome. Welcome.
Greetings.
How are you doing?
Well, we have the toy factory, and we're located inside the new Black Wall Street Marketplace here in Oklahoma City, and we have several different entrepreneurs who are also, should be, some of them hopefully are on the line, and can respond to who they are and what they, you know, are bringing to the community as well. But at the top of the broadcast, Brother Aziz, you had mentioned something about, you know, how others are coming into our country and becoming enormously wealthy.
Yes.
However, and you know, now I haven't seen it, nor have I read it. But I understand, for the most part, they get deep tax breaks and cuts when they establish their businesses in our country, something that we have not necessarily been experienced with, I'll say. So can we perhaps get some of these same 7 year, some of them don't have to pay taxes, I understand, for up to 7 years. But again, like I said, I haven't read it, but I have heard it. So, and I have heard it from different sources. You with me? So therefore, do we have any way of finding out how we can also become considered for such tax breaks? But we have the Toy Factory, and we also have Progressive Images. So we try to diversify as much as we can, and I'm going to be quiet because I know it's not a lot of time left. But brothers and the new Africa Enterprises is much needed, and we thank you.
Sister Joyce, before you go, how do we contact your organizations, and how can the listeners do business or see about doing business with your organizations?
Well, hopefully we have Mr. Randy or Brother Mike on the phone with us. And we're located at 1800 Northeast 23rd Street here in Oklahoma City. And I'll text you or give you the a contact number, and I'm sure they would be. And we are located as the new Black Wall Street Marketplace online.
We got a web page. You can go to our web page and order stuff off the web page.
Okay.
This is Mr. Hall. Mike, introduce yourself, babe.
Oh, yes. Oh, I'm Mike Hall, the CEO of the new Black Wall Street Marketplace. And like she was saying, we got about 15 different black businesses in here. And we feel like we're rebuilding black economics. We feel like here in Oklahoma, black folks is 15% of the population. We want 15% of the hotel. We want 15% of the beer market. We want 15% of our part. We just want to get our portion. And what we're finding out is it ain't even one black hotel in the whole state of Oklahoma. So we have no percentage. So if we can just get 1%, that means we're moving in the right direction. But it's going to take donations. It's going to take money. It's going to take a plan. And we have a plan here at the new Black Wall Street Marketplace. So thank y'all for listening to me.
Well, listen,
thank you.
No, thank you. And again, you were saying in order to contact your businesses and your organization, we do have all the information. Make sure you guys leave all the information that we need.
Okay, we will.
Well,
you know, okay, and we appreciate what y'all are doing, man. We really proud of what y'all are doing, bringing the word to the whole world and bringing it
together. This is what this is all about, is identifying businesses and having folks knowing about our businesses, because one thing about African-American businesses, we don't know each other. And,
you're right.
So this is an effort as to where we can know each other, and the only way we're going to get that known or get to know each other is that we're going to have our information out there. So by your giving me your information and then my speaking to a large audience, I'm inviting them to come on to the New Africa Business Association, and they will be going to our malls, our business malls, and they will find your businesses as to where they will be able to contact you and do business directly with you. We just want to be a communication between the two of us. So the more I know about you, the more you know about me, and the more we all know about each other is what's going to bring about the realization as to where we can get to know each other. Because right now, if I wanted to go to Oklahoma, if I wanted to go to New York City, I could go there, but knowing where the African-American businesses are, I wouldn't know where the world to begin. But knowing that we have organizations like your organizations, like the New African Business Association and all the associations that are affiliated with the National Muslims Business Council. Now we can start putting all of our locations and all of our businesses locations together locally and nationally. So we ask you to continue to participate. Come on as much as often as you can and continue, because you said it's hotels, name the businesses. African Americans are spending more than $1 trillion in consumer spending. So just think if we had those consumers with the right back in the community. Now that a large portion of that $1.1 trillion is back into our communities, and we'll be flourishing, because Oklahoma has always been one of those black dollar powerhouses. If you look back at the history of anything that's going on in this country, Oklahoma certainly played a huge part. But like I said, politics is the reason for Tulsa, well, we know what happened down there in Tulsa. The Klans did a job. Well, like I said, we ain't gonna get into the politics of what did happen, but we know that Oklahoma is certainly an example of how Black Wall Street really was what it was really all about. So we definitely appreciate you guys continuing to come on, continue to talk, and like I said, any other entrepreneurs out here. This is spreading the word about how African Americans are doing business with each other. So I appreciate you guys. We have their information, Brother Aziz.
Yeah, what type of businesses do they have in the Black Wall Street marketplace right now?
Well, ask the brother. He's right there on. He's with us.
Yes, I was wondering what type of businesses do we have in the New Africa New Wall Street marketplace.
We have a toy business in here. We have we sell a new Black Wall Street T-shirt. We got a dashiki business here. We got a coffee shop in here. We got six photographers in here. We got the Black Panthers in here. They meet in here. We have fashion shows in here. We got the Everything Black line in here. We got meds in here. We got a four or five lady. We also make a beer in here. We make our own beer in here. So we getting it. It's called Willie Jones beer. So we just producing in here. We got the soap lady. She make our own soap. We got a water company.
Sounds like you guys are really, really starting on me. You know, it sounds like, again, you got to show the right name for your business.
Yeah, it's like a little Black Dealers. That's what it is. We spied out dealers. We said if they can do it, we can do it. So we're going to build a Black Dealers. We got everything. We together have one.
And, of course, if we went online and pull up your information online, all of these businesses would be identified once we
go
online and bring you
guys
up.
Okay. It's the new Black Wall Street marketplace.
Right. Okay. Well, we're going to look forward to bringing that up. And also, we will be posting that then in our national, our local and national business directory that we're putting together with all the business folks that we come in contact with.
Wonderful.
And your t-shirts you produce, do you have t-shirts with the new Black Wall Street marketplace?
Yes, sir. We have the new Black Wall Street marketplace t-shirt. And as a matter of fact, we will definitely have that on display when you visit our website.
All right, Sister George. I mean, you know, that's going to be fantastic because I can't wait to have me one.
Yes.
You know,
well,
I can't wait to get
brother,
one or two.
I hear you. And we would be, would you like it in with the sleeve or sleeveless?
Sleeves
or both.
Yes, sir.
Both, yeah. Depending on the colors. What colors we have?
I've seen gray, I've seen black, I've seen white.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Maybe other colors coming.
Well, that's fine with me right there, what you just mentioned, you know.
Well,
they
have an organization called the Mustard Seed Enterprises. And as people of faith and belief, we all know about the mustard seed. So maybe not this evening, but at some point, I would like for you to discuss with either Brother Randy or Mike regarding the mustard seed.
Well, now, Sister Joyce, you know, you have a lot to do with our programming here. And I want to thank you also.
Yes.
I'm going to have more to do with Brother Chala. I'm going to have more. I'm going to do better.
Yes. But we here at the New African Business Association want to personally thank you, though, for the introduction, Dr. Nardine, who is well known throughout this country. He's still showing his appreciations for the wonderful introduction that you give. So now, Sister Joyce, we are looking forward to working with you and all those entrepreneurs out there in Oklahoma. And hopefully we can all come together. We can come out there and all network with each other and do business with each other. So, but like I said, you're part of our association, so I would ask you to start setting up these programs. Just inform us on the days that you wish to address some of these subjects, and of course it would be available to you.
Yes.
Brothers and sisters, I do thank you, and it was more than a pleasure to have introduced Brother Iman Nardine.
Well, we certainly appreciate you. Definitely appreciate you.
We definitely do.
So again, if there's any other entrepreneurs out there, we had quite a few listeners to tune in. Of course, those who are on the internet, we certainly welcome you too. But of course, we don't speak directly to the ones that are on the internet. We speak to the ones that actually call in. But we welcome everybody's participation. And we're going to take a small break. Brother Aziz, did you want to make any comments before we take a break? And we got about 6 more minutes of airtime.
I just want to say thank Sister Joyce for doing what she's done. And, you know, it just makes things exciting. I'm just excited about it, you know, when they started the new Black Wall Street Marketplace. And, you know, we definitely want that to be known because it has historic ramifications to it, you know, and it's just, I think it's a wonderful thing you're doing, and we want to do whatever we can, you know, to promote it all up and down, and maybe, you know,
maybe go fast. Imam Nardine's information with a sister whose aunt, who's a senior citizen, and she has brain cancer. And I was able to share his website and all the information that I had in my presence, and hopefully she was in contact with him.
All right.
Okay. I would like to say that any of our episodes that many of you have missed, you can always, Brother Aziz, you can give them the contact information, but you can always go to our New Africa Business Association and bring up any episodes that you may have missed in the past. So, Brother Aziz, how can they receive such information?
Well, to contact us for the New Africa Business Association Radio Box Talk Radio Show, you can call us at 657-383-1372. And that's 657-383-1372, or you can contact us through the internet, and that will be blogtalkradio.com/NABASSC. That's blogtalkradio.com/NABASSC. Or you can contact Brother Belial or myself at area code 202-288-5660 or 202-903-7278 or email us at newafrica@gmail.com. newafrica@gmail.com, or come to our website and look it over at New Africa Business Association, and that would be a New Africa Business ASSOC.com. New Africa Business ASSOC.com.
And when you contact our associations, you will be able to go to our business site. And in that business site, you'll be able to look up companies like that you just heard from this evening, and all of the companies that are registered with the New Africa Business Associations. We promote their businesses, and by going to our website, you'll know how to contact these businesses directly, so you can do business with them directly. The New Africa Business Association is no more than a map for you to that would take you there, because, like we said, New Africa of businesses we just don't know each other. So whatever we can do to start promoting, because when it comes to New Africa businesses and not knowing each other, it's almost like being buried under the earth. Everybody's just walking right over you, but you're just not known. So go right ahead. Like I said, these are closing comments, so I invite everybody's comments. But but getting to know each other, that's what I think our business, our biggest effort is, especially when it comes to our entrepreneurs. We just do not. For instance, Dr. Nuruddin, experts like that who could save your life. We have some serious talent in our communities. I mean, just look at the man, President Obama, and what he brought to this country. The type of talent. So this is just the type of talent that's in our communities that have not been bought out. So again, hopefully the New Africa Business Associations can be a voice to carry and to identify businesses in our communities. Again, Brother Aziz, I want to thank you, and I want to thank all of our continuing listeners for listening in, and we ask that you continue to support and look for African American businesses, and remember, what one can't do, the many of us can. Brother Aziz.
And greetings and assalamu alaikum to everyone.
Walaikum
salam. Alhamdulillah.
Thank you.